Hey, hockey heads, get ready for the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Each game day, answer four questions. Pick the winning team, guess if points will be over or under, predict the first goal, and choose the highest scoring period. Daily winners snag gift cards, while each round's champs pocket cold, hard cash. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess. It's fast, it's fun, and it's all about hockey. Let's go.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Nation Network presents Coming in Hot.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Coming in Hot. I'm Brent Waltz alongside Ottawa Senator veteran defenseman, 13 years in the National Hockey League, and a few of those were in the U.S., which is American Thanksgiving today. No NHL games. Are you going to like pretend you're American today and have a little extra turkey?
No, Wally. Those days are over. I tell you what, I miss them, though, because back when I was living in Anaheim and Detroit and in Nashville, Boston, Thanksgiving is the biggest holiday in the good old red, white, and blue. Envious of. We don't do a good enough job on giving. It's just not the same here.
It's not, and they've turned every event into a shopping extravaganza. So then nobody does it as well.
Right?
Everything's on sale.
Why are we doing Black Friday? It's not even Thanksgiving here. It's crazy. Anyway,
it goes right into like, is it not Cyber Monday? Anyway, I'm not getting into it.
Oh, yeah. Cyber Monday.
We have our own issues right here at home, and that is with our hockey team. As always, the show is brought to you by Renfrew Pro Tape. Go to renfrewpro.com. Also, get it at your local retailers, all the Source for Sports or Pro Hockey Life, Sport Check, Canadian Tire as well. They are what keeps this show held together. They're the ones with the green core and the ones the professional use more often than not. So Renfrew Pro, go to your local retailer and pick them up as always. And we thank them as once again for their partnership with our show. As without further ado, because we got lots to talk about, the Sens were in Vegas last night. I managed to watch two periods before falling asleep. I watched the third period this morning. But a guy that doesn't miss any second of any action, Sylvain Saint-Laurent from Le Droit, who keeps us, by the way, if there's one guy that's the voice of reason in Ottawa, it is Sylvain Saint-Laurent, who writes. He's the chief chronicler for Le Droit. Also see him on RDS. Bonjour, my friend.
Guys, I was listening to you talk about U.S. Thanksgiving. No holiday has ever brought me more anguish than the U.S. Thanksgiving. Way back when I was on the traveling beat with the Ottawa Senators, like every year it seems like they had the Canadian teams over in the States for U.S. Thanksgiving. And there was never any games on the Thursday because, everything's shut down. And that was the exact thing. Like every year I would get up that Thursday morning in perfect anguish. There's not a single holiday in the world where there's less open around. So just feeding ourselves on that day was awful.
It's true. That's a lot of room service, if I'm not mistaken, because there's nowhere to go.
That was the thing. I mean, basically, it was a day, like oftentimes even like rinks weren't open. So there was no practice. It was a day off for the team. And, you know, everything was a ghost town. So I've had issues with the U.S. Thanksgiving. I don't miss it at all, to be quite frank.
Well, fair enough. And listen, when it comes to issues, we've already got plenty to discuss here at home. And that includes last night, the Ottawa Senators drop another one. This time it's 4-1 to Vegas. They've been outscored 14-3 in the last three games. Sleepy, let's just start with you. And that is, like, what do you see is going to take, what's it going to take basically to turn this team around?
Well, to me right now, I mean, I'm not with the team. I'm not every day, so it's hard to take the pulse. But I've been around athletes for long enough that there's a point sometimes when things go so bad that self-belief becomes an issue. Then you've lost so many games that you start believing that you're never going to be able to win another one again. And Yurki maybe can talk about this, but like, to me, it's a very dangerous thought process when you start dwindling in that area, in that direction. That sometimes that transforms an average to bad season into a horrible season. And that's where I feel like something needs to be done quickly to make sure that this team doesn't start believing that it's not good enough.
Yeah, Sly, I like the point you made there about the mental part of the game. And that's something Wally and I talked about this on our last show, where as a team, you're kind of waiting because there's been so much damage inflicted. Okay, what's going to happen now? Who's going to get traded? Who's going to get, is there going to be a change with the coach? And that's when it's, I don't know if they're there quite yet. And people might be shocked at that statement. The one thing I will say, this team plays hard. They seem to come out every first period, at least as of late, and they play hard. But to your point, it's almost mentally like you're waiting for something bad to happen as a player. And I think there's something there, Sly. And as athletes, that's a bad mindset to play the game with, especially at this level. So it's going to be interesting because tomorrow, what do we have? It's the it's now turning into the sweepstakes for Connor Bedard. And man, oh man, Sens fans and people that follow this team, with the exception of a few, would be shocked if the team was where they're at right now. Listen, I thought they would be a team that was hovering between that 10th to 7th position. But here we are talking about it. And I tell you, you can only kick a dead horse so many times and go over what's going on. But I do agree with you, Sly. The mental part is starting to creep in a little bit here for this team.
Okay. I will point out by the end of this show, we are going to talk positively about the Ottawa Senators. So I'm going to put that out there now, just so everybody's not doom and gloom. However, there's still some more doom and gloom to go over. And that is, the Ottawa Senators woke up this morning and are tied with Anaheim for last. Once again, Ottawa is now hovering at the bottom of the standings, and we're 20 games or 19 games in. We all said by this time at the Thanksgiving, if you're not in it, you're not going to be in it. They're 10 points out of a playoff spot. So it is dire. I was told recently about Jason, you brought up the point of, well, they work hard. And someone who's close to that organization goes, you know what? It's not always about working hard. Mike Hoffman didn't necessarily work hard. He went out and scored 2 goals, though, and came back to the bench and said, I'll show you how to work hard. So it's not always about working hard. Sometimes you got to put a puck in the net, and that doesn't always translate just by working hard. Maybe I'm wrong because you played, but I don't know that working hard is always the answer.
Well, I'll tell you something. Everybody in the league works hard. So you can only, after a while, take some gratitude out of that. It's one thing. We watched Canada play the other day, yesterday, and they lost 1-0. They worked hard, and they probably should have won that game. But that's one game where but for Ottawa, you can't keep saying that. And eventually in pro sports, there has to be something that changes, because you can only bang your head against the curve so many times before you're knocked out. So we're at the 20 game mark. I wouldn't be surprised, even with the current pending sale of the team, that there's going to be some kind of major move done after this road trip, because the fans aren't going to stand for it. And I know for a fact in this town, people will stop going. They'll stop going to the games because of, nobody wants to go to a place and feel doom and gloom. You watch sports to feel happy, to get away from your real problems in life. The last thing you want to do is go watch a hockey team lose. And that's what happens. So I would suspect something will happen after this road trip, as far as some kind of move.
I don't know where or not we're talking about a possible change behind the bench. I mean, we were all, even when before the season started, people were telling us that DJ Smith needed to take this team to a new level. There's no question in the fact that DJ Smith has done an amazing job with this team. When he was brought in 2019, his mandate was clear. He needed to take all those young players and mold them into quality NHL players. Well, individually, like all the young players that were with the team back then, pretty much, you know, you can almost say that they're all becoming, or they've all become, the player that they were supposed to become. So in that sense, like, even if DJ Smith's time with Ottawa was going to come to an end, I would say that he's had a pretty good run, successful run. Now, I'm with you, Jason. I think right now something needs to be done. From what I was told, might not be the change that everybody's expecting because of the sale process that might prevent the organization from hiring somebody, let's say, with a large pedigree and lots of experience. But I'm with you. I think at this juncture, I was a bit surprised. DJ Smith was given the Western Coast road trip to try and make things better. And right now, I mean, like you said, you can't just, you know, always take solace in the fact that the team's working hard and that sometimes it's close into games. You need to get over that hump and to make things better right now, and it's not happening.
And just to be,
I'm going to throw out something.
Yep. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Wally. Okay. So well, just to be clear, Wally, just to be clear with to just play off what I just said, I don't believe DJ Smith is the sole reason why this team is not winning. I've said this from day one. I didn't like the moves in the summer. I really liked the move for Claude Giroux. I thought that was a move to bring in a veteran, a guy that has had success and a great mentor for your younger players. I really believe the DeBrincat move, it was a sexy move, but I do believe it was made for a variety of different reasons. Number one, to get the fan base excited. Number two, yes, the team needed to score more. Last year, scoring was a problem. But I didn't like it. And it's easy to say that now, but this team is too overloaded on the wings. And you look at last night against Vegas, they're just a better team down the middle. And every single time they play another lineup, and this has been magnified because of the injury to Josh Norris, but this team just isn't good enough down the middle. Add in the fact that they didn't address the blue line in the offseason. I think Pierre Dorion put his coach in a really tough spot to succeed, because you can't win in this league unless you are good down the middle and you have a respectable defensive core. Two things that the Ottawa Senators don't have. Injuries have now magnified that, and now we're getting, I'll say this, very inconsistent goaltending. So goaltending now has crept into the equation, where last night Cam Talbot got outplayed. You can't sugarcoat it. Thompson was better, and that's a big reason why Vegas won. So easiest thing to say is coaching. Coaching's not an excuse, but I think there's a lot of different variables. And hey, listen, the offseason was not what the Ottawa Senators needed, in my opinion. They needed to address the blue line. They didn't. They're too young down the middle. Now injuries, and here we are. So go ahead,
but
Wally.
It's what the fans needed, Yorkie. The fans needed something. Well, they needed something. Hey. They got it. Listen, we all – so aside from the addressing the serious needs of the blue line, I get it, and everybody talked about it, but they got excitement. They got entertainment. And you said people don't go to the games to watch them lose. No, they go to be entertained, and they want to see winning, and I get it. Here's something I'm going to throw out to you, because we've all talked about DJ Smith. What if it's not a head coach, but an assistant coach that gets removed? And that is so, and it won't be Jack Capuano, because remember, they promised him the head coaching job if anything ever happened to DJ Smith, whatever. Those two stay. Mm-hmm. Would you be shocked if it was Davis Payne, and would it be enough to move the needle? Sleepy.
Go ahead, Sly.
I've never heard that one, actually. So it's really interesting. It'll take me some time to process. I wouldn't you feel, guys, like this would be sort of kind of a move that you don't really want to make, but you feel like you need to do something to appease the fan base? Or
yes,
I just try and tell me if this could make things better at all. Like I would feel like this was something like a very feeble attempt to show people that we're actually trying to make things better.
Agreed.
We all know how pro sports works. The fan base wants a head right now. They want a head. We've seen this before, I believe, in Montreal. I remember they fired their assistant coach, and this has happened before. Does that really change anything? Not really. You got to do something. Maybe that's a start. This is more than just coaching. I stated the reasons. So we talked about this the other day too, Wally. The makeup of the coaching staff of the Ottawa Senators right now, it's obviously missing something. We talked about Andrew Burnett going into Las Vegas and the effect he's had right there. I do know New this, Jersey. And I said this the other day. I do, yeah, like that. It does make a difference. And the head coach is just, he's the leader. He's the guy where the buck stops at. But in the current state of the NHL, your assistant coaches have never been more important. They've got a lot of say. And I'll tell you about Barry Trotz. Barry Trotz has won the Jack Adams. He's won the Stanley Cup. The reason Barry Trotz has had a lot of success, he always surrounds himself with really smart people, and everybody has a role on your staff. It's easy for me to point fingers at the coaches right now, but I'm not there. So I can't say, hey, is Davis Payne a bad coach, or is Jack Capuano not doing this? All I can look at is their record and say, well, it hasn't been good enough. So unfortunately, everybody always starts with the coaches, but there's got to be a reason, guys. Number one, I think it's roster makeup. You can't trade 20 guys, so something's going to happen, and logically we would think it'll happen with the coaching staff, Wally. But for the long-winded answer, man, I don't think an assistant coach is going to take a bullet here. I think it'll be something else. They start with a trade. Maybe it's a trade to start. I don't know, but something's going to happen after this road trip.
If you make that trade, then you're just making it to try and appease fans and not making the best move, because everybody knows right now you're struggling and need to try and find a D. So the asking price is going to be out of control. On the coaching side, you're not with the only reason I throw that out there is because of the sale of the team and how that is impacting perhaps decisions that are being made. And I think that plays a part in whether or not they're going to move DJ Smith. That's all I'm saying. So I just think it's an option that, don't be shocked if something like that were to happen.
Something.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
He just said, you don't want to make moves to appease the fan base. Well, what do you think the DeBrincat signing was in the summer?
No. But the DeBrincat signing in the summer was a lot different in giving up of what you may have to give up now in order to.
That's
all I'm saying. You need to shell out if you're going to try and make that decision now.
Yeah, like to me that was just a signing. Like, hey, here's a great player. He's available. We can get him. Let's sign him. It's like, okay. It's another winger that we're adding to a mix on a team that's already heavily built on the wings. Let's give him nine. Let's allocate nine. Anyways, it's not Alex DeBrincat's fault. This team, it's not his fault.
No,
for losing everyone. It's not his fault.
If you were to try to make that deal now for Alex DeBrincat, you'd have to give up a first round pick, is what I'm trying to say, because of the time of the year and where you're at. So regardless of whatever D is out there, and it could be Mike Riley, they're going to ask for the moon to get him back in return. Or whatever the return is. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. Don't make that move just to try to appease fans. Make it a good hockey decision.
Wally, you're preaching to the choir here. That move should have been made in the offseason, and it wasn't. And it's
I know. Let's move on. We always keep talking about this. We're moving on.
Move on.
We're going to page two. Sleepy. You remember in the summer, we all talked about how many guys are now going to score 30 goals on this hockey team. This is going to be Tkachuk and Batherson and DeBrincat, Giroux and Norris. Everybody is going to have 30. No one now is on pace for 30. Will we see anyone get 30 goals this season for the Ottawa Senators?
Okay, let's start the positivity now. I'm going to say yes, and I'm going to say that two guys are going to achieve it. Right now, The reason that Brady Tkachuk has fallen down the ladder, like he wasn't paced for 30 goals. He's fallen down the last 10 games. He only has like, one goal, I believe. And to me, that's right now, that's a young leader, a young captain, who's concerned about everything that maybe he shouldn't be concerned about, and he's trying to do too much. But sooner or later, I see him climbing back. Like he's going to figure it out, and he's going to start scoring goals again. So I think he's going to make it. And, okay, the second one is a bigger leap of faith for me. But Alex DeBrincat, all the chances he missed early in the season, there's going to come a point where he's going to bury them. Now, I know right now, the stretch is getting longer and longer, and he's having issues. It's the first time he's having to adapt to a new environment, a new team in the NHL. But that's me being positive. That was the theme of the show, right? Being positive for a sense. I say that those two guys are going to do it.
We should have left Jason out of this show.
I'm not negative. Listen, I'm not negative. I'm a realist.
So I'm going to piggyback off of Sly and say, listen, Alex DeBrincat in five games against Anaheim, where they go next, has 5 goals and 7 points and has scored in 4 straight games against Anaheim. So, and Anaheim has yet, I didn't look it up last night. Did they win in regulation? Anaheim going into last night had yet to win in regulation. So I think DeBrincat starts scoring tomorrow in Anaheim.
Yeah, I could see that, Wally. I'll piggyback off that. DeBrincat's had a ton of chances. He's had a lot of great looks. He's going to continue to get those looks. The law of averages is going to come into play. I think he'll flirt with the 30-goal mark. And I like what Tim Stützle's doing. He's going to remain the number one center for a while here. Norris isn't coming back for a long time. I could see Stützle getting hot here and potentially threatening to get 30 goals this year. Brady Tkachuk, I think Brady's going to get 30. He's going to get hot here. And depending where the Senators are in the standings later on, I do know one thing, guys, if they do continue to struggle and things don't get better, there comes a point where the pressure is off. It becomes easier to play. And then you start playing, you start playing a lot of games where you lose 5-3 and you get a couple goals. So I hope it doesn't get to that point, but it's not looking good right now. But I'll say out of those three, I think Stützle, Tkachuk will get it, and I think DeBrincat will get 30. But I think I'll make another prediction. I'll think DeBrincat ends up with another team later on this year, and he will finish off with 30 goals.
Man, you're – listen, I don't know what happened to you today.
Hold on a second. What do you think's going to happen? His contract's up after this year. You think he's
– yeah, but he's a restricted free agent. So he's going to have to say whether or not he wants to stay. Yeah.
So, I'll ask you this. Are you going to make Alex DeBrincat the highest paid player on the Ottawa Senators?
You know, if he gets to 30, it'll still be a bit of a disappointment given the fact that he's a two-time 40-goal scorer. And then when he stepped in, people thought maybe there was another, you know, gear to his play. And I've been starting to think about this. I'm thinking with the strength of the 2023 draft, if somehow you could get back a first rounder for Alex DeBrincat, and especially if you're going to draft another top player in top three, top five, if you get Connor Bedard at some point, I'm starting to think that, you know what, maybe that might be a buy low, sell high kind of scenario where maybe you can get something interesting and improve with the Brinkat trade.
Well, Sly, Wally, if we look at the Ottawa Senators, who are you building your team around right now? Brady Tkachuk's your captain. Tim Stützle is the future of your franchise. And you've already committed to both players. Drake Bratherson's on a very cap-friendly contract. Josh Norris is making around $7 million. Claude Giroux is 6'5 for the next 3 years. So, Wally, are you going to give DeBrincat $9 million and make him the central piece? So make another winger the core of your team. So basically, you're paying Giroux, DeBrincat. The only guy I know, Norris and Stützle, you're paying as well. But I don't think it makes sense to make another winger a priority with your salary. I think that money needs to go towards defensemen. I know the cap's going up, but it just makes no sense to sign DeBrincat for over $9 million. And that's no disrespect to the player. I think he's worth it. I think he's a great player. But it's not a fit with the Ottawa Senators. It's not.
I agree with your voice of reason. I agree with it completely. It makes complete sense. But boy, oh boy, like when you get a chance to have a 41 goal scorer in your lineup, I know the number. The number is really high. And if he wasn't at $9 million, it would be a lot different perhaps. But that's what a 41 goal scorer gets you is $9 million. So I agree. He probably gets moved.
Because it's just with the Ottawa Senators, they've committed to the core, and this is another piece you're going to give that much money to, and it's not saying the player doesn't deserve it. It's just I don't see the fit. I just don't see it.
I agree.
If he's a center iceman, I see it. If he's a 1-2 defenseman, I see it. But I don't see it in this particular case, and it's not a slag against the player whatsoever.
All right, we're moving on to more positivity.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead, keep going, Sly.
No, he's an amazing player. But I mean, like, I'm starting to think, like, if you end up, let's say, drafting Connor Bedard, which would be a very positive thing, like, you're going to have to get ready that in 3 years from now, he's going to earn a lot more than $9, $10 million. And at some point, something's got to give. I'm just saying that.
Yep. Well, and I mean, we can talk about, you got to sign Zub. You're going to have to find another D-man. You need to start building from the back end out for sure. All right. As always, the Coming in Hot Show brought to you by BEI, Bonisher Excavating Inc. Go to bonisherexcavating.com. The leaders in landscape, stone, aggregate. They will help you with all your needs. They're looking to hire as well. Give them a call, 613-432-1120. Go to bonisherexcavating.com. BEI, helping to shape the Ottawa Valley. All right. Time now for what we'd like to call Happy Sensgiving. That's right. I stayed up all night to make this. I don't know how well you can see it, but it's just a bunch of turkeys. So what are you guys thankful for when it comes to the Ottawa Senators? I would like to go first, but because we have Sly as our guest today, I will give him a first crack.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And it's great because he has he's a prominent position in your little graphic there. I'm going to be thankful for the other French guy, Claude Giroux. I think he was a wonderful signing, and now he's been one of the few bright spots on this roster, perhaps the most consistent forward since the season started, both in effort and in performance. I would really hope to, I'd like to be in or around the room these days to see how he handles his leadership duties. This might be the first time that, you know, Brady Tkachuk's team is really underachieving when we talk about the expectancies, how the fans see things. So to me right now, Claude Giroux is a very important piece of the puzzle. Let's just hope that this team figures it out by next year or the year after, so he doesn't waste the last 3 years of his career, like the last three good years on a very losing team.
You want me to go next here, Wally?
Absolutely. Turkey number two.
Well, turkey number two. Well, this guy's definitely not a turkey, and I'm going to take the easy and number one thing I'm thankful for, Jake Sanderson. This kid, imagine where Ottawa would be without him. He's been, I'm not going to say as advertised, because he's been way better than advertised. He's come in and he's done things that are unheard of for a defenseman his age in the first year in the NHL. Now he's leading this team with Chabot out of the lineup. He had a great game against Vegas, got his first NHL goal. And it's not just the offense with him, guys. His defensive play, how he gaps up, how he takes away time and space. Sure, he's made a few mistakes this year. I said it early in exhibition. I truly believe he's got a legitimate chance. I'd say he's the front runner for the Calder Trophy right now, guys. He's been that good. So for me, Jake Sanderson, he's the gift that the Ottawa Senators got at the draft, and he is going to be a good one for a long, long time. So Jake Sanderson, easy answer. That's a layup, Wally.
Well, yeah, and I mean, congrats on his first goal last night, right? His dad in the stands, good for him. I'm going to take a couple because I can. And that is one, Brady Tkachuk. He wears the C. He wears it proudly. He competes each and every night. He is what I am very thankful for when it comes to, he is the representative of that hockey team and our city throughout the hockey world. And he is a fantastic person, not just on the ice, but off the ice. More importantly, he does a ton of stuff. He is always engaging, and he's just a really good person. So I am thankful for Brady Tkachuk being the leader of that hockey team. Number two, I'm thankful to see all the former Sens finally coming back into the fold and being very vibrant parts of the organization, including Alfie, obviously, and going into the Hall of Fame. We'll see how much of a role he plays as the sale nears. And number three is the sale of the hockey team. I think it's exciting that it's going to happen. It has been tough sledding for about a decade here, and I think the rejuvenation and the excitement surrounding this potential sale and the move downtown is what this organization and fan base richly deserves. So for those things, I am very thankful. I only gave you guys one.
Yeah, you took three.
Well, I wanted to make sure I had some stuff left over. I put it together. It's my show. And so for
I'm
that,
guys,
for
you,
Oh, man, I appreciate it. I actually, you know what, you've always been one of the good ones, and so I've always enjoyed hanging out with you on the road, especially. We've had a few beverages along the way.
Sly.
So for that, we...
Sly.
Yeah.
I got Sly. Who was the first duo that used to bring you on for interviews, though? If you remember back in the day, two fine gentlemen used to host a radio show. You were our number one guest. That's where it all started,
you
right?
And Steve Lloyd, of course. Yeah, for sure, for sure. I used to be nervous and self-conscious when I jumped on English radio. It's all because of you, Yorkie. Put me on the map.
Another Barry Horowitz up on the back here. No, Sai, you're bringing it. Always enjoy your insight, man. You tell it like it is. And always good, always honest. One of the best guys in Ottawa media.
Quickly, Thank Sly, because so if I'm not mistaken, you're doing are you covering some more Ottawa 67s right now?
I've been to the rink once to see my friend Dave Cameron, but otherwise I've been mostly to Gatineau the last couple of weeks. Okay. An interesting season there, but Ottawa 67s, very little attention. It'll pick up a little later, I'm sure.
We deserve to give them more attention, maybe even nationally. Yeah. What are they, 18-2 right now? They are on fire. So going into the season, a lot of chat was just, they just want to be competitive and fight for a playoff spot. Now they're just tearing up the league.
Yeah, well, I mean, you have a great organization to start with, an OSEG who isn't afraid to put resources where they need to be. I don't think there's many junior hockey coaches who have access to so many specialty coaches. And then, you know, you bring somebody who knows the business, who's been around for 30 years as a head coach. I think Dave Cameron is underrated, especially at that level. And last year they gave a lot of ice time to younger players, like 16, 17 year old players. Sometimes when you use those players in junior so much, it can go both ways, right? It can either it's too much for them and kind of swallows them and they never pan out, or they take the ball and run with it. And right now that's what we're seeing with the 67s.
It's fun to watch. Boys, we got to go, but I appreciate you stopping by. Yorkie, don't forget, it's almost a month until Christmas. Just to want to throw that out there in case you're thinking of a gift idea for me. And enjoy your Black Friday sales, boys. We'll see you next time. That's coming in hot. Thank you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.